Daniel back again with God Is My Judge podcast. I really do not know how long it's been since I've made an episode. It has been way too long. But I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well. I hope you guys are too. Been praying for you guys. Hope you guys been praying back. And let's just get into it, you know? Like, let's just start, right? First off, you know, I want to give a shout out to the song I just started out with. It's so funny because the beat doesn't represent what the, just like the whole song in general, I guess. Let's start there, right? Because the name of the song is called God Time by Caleb Gordon. And for a while now, I've been listening to a lot of gospel rap, gospel hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, just a lot of different types of artists in that genre, like Caleb Gordon and Alex Jean and all these other artists. And just a lot has changed, you know? Time has changed, time has gone by. We're in 2024. Man, it's crazy. Tuesday, March 26th, yeah, wow. And I'm gonna be real, I wouldn't expect myself to make an episode today specifically. There's been so many days that, like, I've been telling myself I should, and it's so funny because when I'm about to, or I'm just thinking I should right now, and I have the time, or I should make the time, I'm telling myself, oh, you don't make time anymore, like, and it's not even about the busy schedule, because, you know, if you make time for it, if you choose to make the time for it, it's more meaningful, right? So, since I haven't, and I'm like, oh, I've been telling myself I should, and even though I've been, you know, writing stuff down and whatnot, I don't think it wasn't until this past weekend, my aunt said I needed to make an episode, and then I told my mother about a couple weeks ago, oh, I think I was going to make an episode. She said, you should. I told a friend, oh, I was going to about 3 weeks ago prior to that. And they said, yeah, why didn't you? And I'm like, damn, okay. So I guess here I am, you know, let's get into it. You know, I just find it so funny that it's so hard to get started, right? That's the reality of it, right? Because it's not that I don't want to, right? Or just like, for example, when people say, oh, you should pray on, you should do this. It's not that people don't want to, right? It's not that, like, it's not something that they don't have in mind, right? It's just, for some people, it's hard to get started, how to, you know, start a prayer, think of something, you know, getting yourself in the podcast mode, I guess, right? In the mindset of putting yourself in there and, you know, really ramp it up again. Like, I don't know, it's so funny because I feel like I've been going through, like, certain stops, right? Certain speed bumps throughout these few weeks, this, you know, this actual whole year of, you know, starting to, you know, make an episode. And I can give you like 10 examples right now. Like, one is, I don't know, my computer was dead, right? And how my computer is, I'm not saying it's not a nice computer or anything, right? It is, you know, it's a MacBook Pro. It's, you know, it's durable, you know, stuff like that, right? And, you know, I kind of keep it, you know, charged majority of the time, or I like to. And my computer, I guess, is somewhat old. It was given to my mother. I mean, given to me by my mother. But it's not that, like, the computer is old. It's just that it has a certain glitch to it for some reason. And so when you turn it on or you open it, sometimes the screen isn't fully on. Like, the visual of the screen isn't on, and you see just a little, like, faint bar at the top of where, like, you can see the computer about to start, but it doesn't want to fully download the whole page. You know, it's like back then with AOL, you're like waiting for the sheet, like all that bullshit, right? Just to like pass by, or you're just, you know, you're waiting for the little circle on the Apple thing, you know, waiting for it to load, but it never loads, you know. So in college, I used to have a trick that, like, I used to, my hands used to be so sweaty and clammy that I would just kind of like hold the back of it and, you know, press against the screen, so the screen would kind of get warm and kind of touch itself and kind of have the visual come up on the screen. But sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't, especially when I would be taking notes in class. It would be the worst. So, you know, it happens from time to time, especially if I don't use my computer, you know, very frequently, right? And, you know, I feel like that's with anything. Like, if you don't use something frequently, if you don't think of something frequently, if you're not in the mode or mindset to do certain things, you know, it could be anything. You know, like I said, prayers, it could be exercising, going to work, getting up, you know, all the simple things, right? It's hard to get started, right? And I felt like I need to get over that barrier, you know, get over that hump. And I felt like I've been getting through a couple stops. So, you know, one example, like I just mentioned, is the screen. So after I realized that, okay, the screen's gonna have to be an issue, right? So my hands aren't always warm, and so, like, it doesn't work as well as it used to, you know, my trick, you know, I just mentioned, right? So I'm like, okay, I have a space heater. I'm like, okay, like, maybe, you know, I should keep the room a little more warm, you know, temperature wise, you know, I guess, you know, a little more warm in here, right? Like, you know, since I live in the attic, I guess it's like the temperature's not the best up here. So, and since I'm not always home working all the damn time, I feel like that's the best way to kind of do it while I'm home, right? So the minute I get home, I'll turn on the space heater, right? I'm like, okay, let's warm this up, you know, yada yada yada. And, you know, it's kind of taking some time. So what I was originally going to say, or originally going to think of, or going to start from our podcast, you know, that episode that day, it wasn't the same. Like, I didn't have the same message. It, like, yeah, I wrote it down, but I realized I didn't have enough. Or I realized that, you know, it's kind of taking too long to wait for the computer, so I might as well occupy myself with something else. So then once I occupy myself with something else, I'll end up getting distracted. I'm like, oh man, I ended up, I don't even go on my phone as much, like, when I'm home. So it's either, you know, I'm doing laundry, I'll go take a shower, you know, like, I'll go heat up some food. So by then, I'm like, I forgot that I was even getting started of this, right, sometimes. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Well, I got to get ready for work. Or, oh, you know, I got to meet up with a friend. Or, you know, it's whatever the case may be, I guess at the end of the day, you know, these are excuses, right? And it's so funny because my last wallpaper message or motivational quote said, don't make excuses, like, work for it. Or something like that. Some saying of that sort. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't. Oh, don't make excuses. Create a way, right? Make a way. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. I should make a way. I shouldn't use an excuse. And I feel like I should put that one back up, but the one I have right now is much better. Anyways, but yeah, so I felt like that was just kind of like, you know, making an excuse of not making an episode today. And as much as I've been encouraged throughout the, you know, the weeks and the months this past year, there's no better time than the present, you know, no better time than right now. So here I am, with all that nonsense. I guess I'll love to start off with I guess a quote, right, for today from the Holy Bible. The verse today is Mark 11, verse 24. Therefore I say upon to you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And it's actually funny because recently, which actually connects to my wallpaper, it says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, pray. And it's been helping me and reminding me, of course, yes, to pray, but pray with meaning, you know, pray with power, pray with your soul, pray with everything you have, you know, because even though it was hard for me to get started to make this episode, what if I never got to make an episode ever again, you know? And I'm not trying to think of that, of course, of that sort, but, you know, of course, just thinking, you know, being thankful and putting everything I got and, you know, making sure it's worth it every day, making sure that what you put in is worth it every single day, because life is way, way too short. We get so busy that we distance ourselves off from each other, from ourselves, from, you know, our things that we love to do, from our things that we love to be with. And sometimes that's just not right. It's not fair. And if you just ask God and you pray and you just let him know that I've been thinking about this person, or I'm praying for this person, or I want to reach out to this person, but I don't know how. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to start. Just ask him. He'll tell you. He'll send the message either for you, or he'll deliver it to you so you can deliver it yourself. And some people don't get to see that. Some people don't even get to feel that. And I guess I'm just more and more thankful every day to be here every day, with the people I have surrounding me every day. It reminds me of another quote that I've been saying recently, that it never gets easier, you just get better. And I feel like that's just also the idea or equivalent to, you know, kind of the idea of practice, right? Like, the more you practice, the better you get. The more you do it, the better you get. So the more you start, the better you get. The more you kind of don't think about it. So it's just the idea of, like, you know, a routine. But if you kind of just take all of that out of that mindset, all of those words out of saying, oh, this is a routine that I have to do this, that I, at this time, I have to do them. No. If, I'm not saying no as in, no, you can't do that, right? There's no rules to this. That's what I'm kind of getting at and trying to say, right? You shouldn't make it a designated rule that every day that you're stressing yourself out, that you have to do this and make sure that the outcome comes out this way. No, I feel like that's too much pressure, that's too much planning, and too much of what you believe that you want to do and what you think that you should go. And unfortunately, that's not how it goes, right? You know, it's that also idea of, you know, things never going according to plan. And that's why I felt like I wanted to start this episode specifically with this song, God Time. And unfortunately, I don't have the lyrics, so I can't read them to you. But the chorus is pretty much saying, I'm on God's time, what you want, huh? And if you think about it, it's true. We all are on God's time. And it's so funny because this was the first song that I heard when I woke up the next day on New Year's driving into work. And I never expected, I never thought. I thought it was hilarious. And still now, 3 months in, I'm pretty much on the song on repeat, listening to it, because that's what I believe and I think that's what is true. So that, since that's what I believe, and since that's what is true, and since what I've been praying and starting to pray even better, I guess I've been feeling that. And certain, you know, doors have been opening. But it doesn't come easy. It's not, oh, it magically starts to become easy. No. You still need to put in the work. And I felt like God has been seeing the work I've been doing and promoting and pushing and thriving for each and every day, to the point that I felt like today was so hard to get up to go to work in the past, you know, month, because I felt like I've gotten in such a routine that I forgot how hard, how difficult, how, oh my goodness, annoying it was to get started. And something told me to just go for it. Just do it. Doesn't matter how tired you are, how slow you are, you're going to be there and you're going to put your best foot forward as much as you can, as much as you always do. And once you get started, you'll be on a roll. Just like anything else, right? And I felt like, and I feel like this is my message to you guys, to everybody. Whatever you have in mind, to whatever you have, believe in that which you want, go for it. But on God's time. Don't go for it because you think you should go for it. Don't go for it because someone told you to go for it. Don't go for it because it's always the right thing to do, or it's to be in spite of something else. No, go for it because you believe in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind that God would tell you to go for it. And it is so hard to realize to see that, to understand that, to be patient, to fall under God's true understanding versus your own. And that's what's pushed me to, I guess, make an episode. And I guess this is like a mini intro, you know, intro back, an intro to how to get started and your message of, you know, getting started, sure, yes. But I have to also go back on my own advice as just as much as I worked, man, I didn't even write it down. Just as much as I worked getting here, I need to continue to work to maintain what I have. And it's not a work is like, oh man, I'm gonna be exhausted, I'm stressed out type of work. No, work is in to make it easier. Work is in to be happy. Work is to be knowledgeable and educated of what you're doing and what you're capable of. You know, sometimes people forget that they end up doing a job that's so tedious, that it's so boring, that they end up, you know, being on their phone all the time, that they don't care about this job. But if you actually want to have a job that you ended up wanting to learn about and push forward with, not always in a role, but with information, with knowledge, with the process, with the program, with, you know, with the message. And sometimes if you can't see the message, maybe that's just not the right time. But it always goes back to what's meant for you will never pass you by, right? What's really meant for you will never pass you by. And that's truly God's time. Because even though if sometimes we miss it the first time, or we make excuses the second time, or we avoid it the third time, or we don't even think about it for a year, like I have on this episode, sometimes it feels good to remember how it is, how it was, how it can be. So whatever it is that it's hard to get started, even if it's, like I said, going to the gym, eating right, waking up, taking a shower, dealing with kids, driving, it could be the smallest, biggest thing you can think of. Doesn't matter what it could be. Just know that you're capable of starting if you just ask for help. You just pray a little bit. So, with that said, as I look at my phone, the first quote I see is at the top, take it day by day. And the second quote is, with enough courage, you can do without reputation. And one thing that I felt like has been getting a little difficult to get started with, I felt like, is reading. I'm not a big fan of reading, I hate to say. So I believe if I ask God to help me read more, because I felt like listening, I've been listening so much that I need to read it more. I need to see it more. I need to, I don't know, like, I need signs, right? I guess. So the signs are, to me, are in the Bible. The answers are in the Bible. But because he knows me so well, and because I know myself so well, that I'm not just gonna sit down and read, just like I'm not gonna sit down and make an episode all the time. It's, I'm not trying to compare the two, but I'm, now that I think about it, it's, I haven't made the time to do so. But because of certain, I guess, situations and predicaments of, for example, my ADHD, it's hard for me to kind of sit still and read. So that's why it's sometimes hard for me to sit still and make an episode, because I'm over here looking around, you know, trying to find answers sometimes when I have all the answers, right? God has given me all the answers. That's what the whole point of this podcast is. God is my judge, right? I'm following his orders, following his rules and his words. So that's, it should be easy, but I'm the one making it hard on myself. I'm the one putting pressure on myself. I'm the one making excuses for myself. Right? So until we kind of ask him to take those away, ask him to help us push, you know, I believe that's the great, is a great blessing right now. And as I continue to pray, the signs he's been giving me is, if I look anywhere on my phone besides what I've put up on my phone, if I go on social media, if I go to a text message, somewhere, some way, somehow, someone is sending me a Bible verse, a specific Bible verse. Before, like, I was just reading words of affirmation, I was reading motivational quotes, I was just, you know, just basic things I felt like, right? Minimal things. But, like, I asked and I wanted something deeper. I needed a more better understanding, a better connection, right? That I felt like I need right now, that I want right now, that I'm trying to manifest right now, right? So what he told me, what he said to me, is that I'll give you more visuals by what you're looking at. So every time I'm looking on Instagram, looking on some, even Snapchat sometimes, I'm looking at a Bible verse. It is crazy. I'm like, I see what you're doing. I actually can see it, and now I can really be thankful and actually use that, grasp that, because it's more than just words. It's a sign, you know. It's something to find a true, deeper connection, right? And that's all what we want. We all want more, right? That's all we strive for. And if we want more knowledge, all we gotta do is sometimes put in the work. If we've been putting the work, but we're not gaining that correct knowledge, then sometimes we need to open a different door to ask him for it to be more clear, right? Sometimes some things are blocking our minds, that we're not really grasping the true message, right? The true identity behind it. And for me, I guess those were those little things, those little doors that I need, those little, like I said, speed bumps, right? That have been getting in my way of making this episode, to giving this message, God's message, on God's time, because he said to do it today. And I'm just thankful that I was ready, that I was saying, hey, go for it. all started with this song this year. And I've continued to strive that way, and I feel like we all have the power to do so. It was very interesting as well, because I was watching the movie of the story Noah, and I never thought that I would see it. It just came out of nowhere, and the minute it just popped up on the screen, I could not keep my eyes off of it. It was almost like God's like, you need to see this, you need to watch this, and you need to watch the whole thing. Like, I'm willing to watch it over and over again. Like, I have not found anything else interesting. I don't know, it's so weird. And there's another show coming out, I guess, on Netflix saying of the testament of the Messiah or some sort of that. And I'm like, oh man, that looks very interesting. But those have been the only things that have been catching my eyes. You know why? It's because I've been praying to God that if I can't sit down and read the Bible, then help me and teach me more about the Bible. And I felt like even the people that I've been meeting or surrounding myself, they do Bible study, go to Bible study. And I'm like, wow, it's shocking and mind-blowing to me, but to other people it's normal, it's basic, or the other side of it that people don't believe, and they're just like, oh, it's annoying, I don't want to do it, I don't want to hear about it. But for someone like me who has been praying, I felt like those are those signs, those are his message to me of saying, these are the ways. I am leading you down the path of the way to gain that knowledge, to make it better than what you're used to, right? Because that's what sometimes what helps us avoid getting started, right? Is the way we get started. We don't want to do that shit again, right? We get annoyed with it. We get irritated. And if we can change that irritation, that emotion, and that mindset of, I guess, negativity, oh my goodness, and we change it into something like positive of letting us know that it's good to do that, that we should be doing this, that we should be pushing ourselves. And when we do that, we'll see the result. Sometimes it's hard to see the results, but it's there. All you gotta do is be patient. Patience is the key. And once we have the key, all we want to do is hold on to it. We don't want to let go of it. Because once you feel like you have the key, you feel like you have the answers. You feel like you have the key to other doors. Even though it's one key. Even though other doors look different. Even though other locks are different. You still feel like you have the key to it all. I never really thought about it that way until I said it right now. Like, the amount of doors there are, opportunities, experiences, lives, outcomes to be seen. We don't know unless we try. Don't know unless we go. we feel so much better when we have the key. I feel like that power. But as Mark says, right? Just serve as we desire and we pray. Deliver that. And we believe we shall have what they have. And at this time, it is 2-2-2. And I love my angel numbers. Encourage you to take a balance and a peaceful stance in all areas of your life. Message to keep the faith and stand strong in your personal truths. It's funny because that's not normally what I've said in the past, right? And I just read that and got that from this app called named Angel Numbers. And there has been a lot of different angel numbers that I was not aware of. And the more I read them and the more I feel them and I see it, it just makes me want to pray more. Right? Because it's all about the timing. So if you feel that energy, don't let it go. Hold on to it. Don't get distracted. Don't give it up. Don't use an excuse. Do what's right. Do it on his time. Show everybody else what you're capable of with him. And with that said, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for, you know, following. I will continue to pray that I make more episodes, that I continue to speak upon his message, his words, and that I feel his power, because there's more to be said, there's more to be spread, and there's more love that more people have never endured. And it starts here, it starts now, on God's time. Thank you for listening to God Is My Judge podcast. Your host, Daniel, as always. Enjoy. Be fruitful. Be patient. Be thankful. And see what the future can bring.